Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'm fully aware of the fact that this is one of the more difficult discussions that we will be having this week, but I really need to make it very clear that when the EU adopts restrictive measures, these measures are always in line and fully compliant with our obligations under international law, including those pertaining to human rights and fundamental freedoms. And we don't adopt these measures lightly. The use of these measures is regulated, the decision-making is regulated as well. The reasoning why we do it is very transparent every time. And the point is that we oppose the fundamental premise that let me just have a look here, because my lines to take are much longer than what I'm trying to limit myself to, that these measures are intrinsically illegal or inappropriate in nature. Also, the text as it stands on the screen kind of indicates that when we would be adopting restrictive measures, it comes from a kind of, I don't know, sentiment that is racially motivated. I can only speak for the European Union, but I do want to make clear that these things are, for us, are not linked whatsoever. So let it be very clear that I cannot agree to this kind of conclusion in the text, and that I still believe that we are here to discuss positive language related to the DDPA, and that we have been trying very hard to find common ground on where we can land for a consensual document at the end of this week.